Hey, buddy, welcome to our show tonight for the, I guess you would say the fifth day of April, 2024 edition news report. I have a rant here. You know, I'll like it when I rant, but it's really true. I don't know if you experience this. I don't even know if you're a direct TV satellite consumer or a direct TV stream consumer. I used to say a lot of good things about direct TV stream, but I kind of put up with some of their shenanigans, some of the stuff they like to pull. Not very happy with the service, because this month they pulled this thing and they suspended my service prematurely because they claimed that they sent out a notification saying that that they were going to start doing this month, but I never received it in my emails where everything comes to. And usually I would always have, because when I signed up, I had a 15-day grace period. So if it was due on the 1st, which it was, I had till the 15th to pay, which I always paid it in around the 9th to the 10th of the month. Well, that's what I was planning to do this month. But when I went come to turn on my box today, the box showed payment failure like it was past the 15th. And I was kind of upset and really disappointed. So I called the representative and I spoke to Mike the first time, and he really didn't have no resolution, and he said he was going to get a supervisor to call me back, which the supervisor never did call me back. They claimed they sent me a number, but I checked both lines and no number came through. I think they were just saying that to get me off the phone. Then I called back a second time to DirecTV, went through the same spiel and explained to them that I'm an existing customer and that I've been paying between the 9th and the 11th of each and every month. And I had a 15-day period when I signed on, and they're claiming that they sent me this thing, but he was acting like he's workable. And he said he was overriding things to unlock my service so it would come on. And it looks like he tried to do something, and it came on for a few seconds, but it didn't load up anything, and it went back to payment failure. So I don't know what he was trying to do there, but it went back to payment failure. Then when I called the third time, I got this Mexican Spanish lady that's not even from around here. And like all the other one had a foreign accent too. So I guess they're outsourcing their call center. I wasn't talking to no American person. And the other lady said that when I called the other number, even though it was from the same number, when I called the other times, when I said the other number, I meant other times. It was all from the same number. And I got a technical support. She said, I don't know if you spoke to a technical support. You sure you called DirecTV Stream? I said, I'm very positive because it's the same number that I'm calling you right now on. I mean, it's just like you saying you're going to question his. He said, well, he didn't document anything. I said, then why did he tell me he was going to extend my date to the 30th of each month and it won't happen again? And then, of course, it was just a bunch of words just to give me a runaround. And I said, you know, and I explained all this stuff to the third Spanish-speaking lady. You know, even though she spoke English fairly well. But she acted all copacetic and sympathetic and all, but yet they had no resolution. There was just more running around the hassle. And I said, you know, I explained all these things to them. I said, well, you know, when there's rate increases, when stations, when you want to read, you know, negotiate with channels, when you lose channels, I shouldn't have to pay $10 more for service when I was stuck in a guarantee for 3 years to be a certain amount, but it went up another $10. How is that a guarantee? You know, and then you go and pull this number where I have a grace period till the 15th of every month, and then you go all of a sudden say, oh, well, we're going to cancel your service, and we're going to, instead of giving you 15 days to pay, we're going to give you only 3, but we're not going to send nothing out to tell you to warn you ahead of time, even though they made claims and said they did, they lied. So it was all a bunch of BS, you know. They said they sent all this stuff out, but they never did. So DirecTV must be going under, because DirecTV has a lot of financial troubles, and they're having a lot of problems, and they're losing a lot of subscribers now on the satellite end, and they're losing more on the streaming end too. And it's because of things like this. I mean, I told the lady, I said, you don't do stuff like this, like up their rates when you're stuck in a contract that says you have a pricing guarantee on all your stuff that you have with them. You don't raise their prices because you need to renegotiate. the channels, that shouldn't affect customers that were guaranteed 3 years to pay a certain amount. But evidently that must not be true because they raised my prices. And then you go and change the pay date without them knowing, without no notification whatsoever, email, phone, text. I never got any of those, or online when I paid the bill last month. They didn't say anything that this was going to happen this month. So therefore, they told me they sent something out. And it's just like the phone calls. They said they called me and never did. So I got mad and hung up on the lady. I said, I'm tired of talking. You know, I'll just go ahead and pay the bill when I get it here in the next couple of days. And, you know, I guess I'll just go, if something more happens, I'll just go with another service provider because this is just too much hassle. I mean, other services have some hassle too, but this is about the worst I've ever been treated when it comes to paying for cable. I mean, I've never had anything like this before happen ever. All this, you know, sneaky tactics and little things they like hidden stuff they like to pull. And then they raise your rates and all. And, you know, and I don't really like it. So, you know, people, you need to be aware about, you know, when you're dealing with companies, if they're going to run you around like this, apparently they're not going to stay in business very long. But they pull all these kinds of things that they do. And it's not professional, you know, because they should send you some type of notification, which they claim they did, but I never received it. They have my correct emails. They have my correct phone numbers, you know, so they can text it to me if they wanted to, if they have the ability. Which they did not. Then the guy said, they claimed they called me, but I never received a phone call from any representative. So they weren't really looking out for me. They were just looking out for themselves and their stockholders. And whoever made that policy doesn't seem like they had the mindset for the consumer, because all they're worried about is their bottom line so they can keep getting their big bonus. You know, but if they go out of business, they won't be getting a big bonus. But maybe that's what they're trying to do purposely because they're losing money. And they're having a lot of financial issues right now, too, because they're losing, you know, consumers. So when they're doing all these kinds of things, that's how you lose them. And, you know, it's not very professional how they treat people like scum, you know, like a dictatorship. I'm like wondering, does China own DirecTV now? It seems to be running like a dictatorship. It don't seem like it's run by America or owned by America. Everything's outsourced to foreign calling centers. I mean, that don't seem very professional either. So that's a big problem, too. And, you know, I'm just hoping they restore my service because I always pay it a certain day or month. They go back and they say they understand. Oh, we see how you always pay it. You're good for it. And they still keep the service off. And it don't make sense because I'm not behind. They just changed the policy and failed to send out the notification because I never received any of it, of this knowledge, until I turned on my TV and it was not working. That's how I got the notice. So that's how professional DirecTV is, which is not very professional at all, to say the least. But it is how they operate, and that's what you do to exit or to go out of business. So if you're dealing with that DirecTV, there'll be more hassles coming their way. They won't admit that they're in trouble, but they are, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be making policies like this, and they wouldn't be treating people like this. They've been treating them like customers. So anyway, I'll just leave that for you. Think about. And you just be careful, you know. There's some other services out there. If you like Fubi, that works somewhat. But they don't offer all the channels that DirecTV had. You know, I'm going to miss Boomerang. You know, and I'm going to miss the History Channel, because other YouTube don't even have the History Channel. YouTube don't even have A&E. Maybe that's why I suspended my account, because they're going to, you know, cancel me anyway. So maybe that's why they did it, because they just don't want to pay for those channels. So that's why they did it that way, because they can't afford to pay the channels. And that's their way of doing it, by pulling some shenanigans like this, unprofessional tactics, as a way so they don't want to pay that. So you have to sign up with a new service after so many days. So then you won't be getting those channels either, because they won't have to pay them out, because they really don't want to pay out those channels. So this is the way how they do it, by pulling things like this, which is not the way you stay in business. But anyway, that's just me talking about DirecTV. Anyway, I think they're panicking for the eclipse coming up. There was a notice on the Newsbreak app. If any of y'all subscribe, it's a free app that you can subscribe for, and they'll send you the news for free. And on there it said that we can expect in the coming days because New York today had a 4.5 magnitude earthquake in Manhattan. The whole New York was shaking today. So they say up and down the East Coast, we could have 4.5 magnitudes and some even less. That's about a 3% chance. Less than 1%, it could be more than 5 or higher. So, but we definitely could have more shaking as the imposing days as the eclipse comes forward. And of course, we already knew this could be a possibility. And like I've been reporting, and like I showed you, that shared the data with you on last night's Bible reading of Matthew 24, I incorporated that in with the data. So you have that information, because that is a real possibility. We could see a lot more uptick in earthquakes all over the world, and even on the East Coast or West Coast or anywhere, there could be more earthquakes because of this. But, you know, will all these earthquakes question worldwide? Are these real natural earthquakes? Or could this be something that, you know, maybe HAARP or DARPA, maybe government agencies might be doing to take an opportunity to test some new technology, which they already admittedly say they have in use, and they have used it before from space, from satellites, to shake the ground here on the Earth to create panic and fear more. And they could use the technology and create earthquakes up and down the East Coast artificially. Or is this really happening because of gravity? Or they may be using this as a cover so that they can cause a lot more disasters. Like some of them will be natural, where some of them may not be natural. So we have to keep our eye out on that, because they have technology to be able to make earthquakes too, on the Earth too, with low frequencies. So, you know, that could be what they're doing from space, from satellites they have up there that can do this. So it's just something to keep your eyes out on. And you might want to really think about DirecTV Stream. I'm not very happy with them. I'm going to be looking for another service provider, because this is the last straw, what they did to me today. Turn on my TV and I can't even use the box. And I should still have cable, because I'm going to pay it here in the next couple of days. But they went and turned it off because I didn't know it was a 3-day grace period when it used to be 15. So that's not how you do your business, but that's how DirecTV does it, evidently, because that's what you do when you're going out of business. But anyway, everybody have a nice day. This podcast is very short. Keep your eyes open to the skies, and don't be in fear. Just always remain in the Lord. Trust in Him, because that's really what it's all about. And that we shouldn't not be in fear. Just keep doing everything that you normally do, you know, for the Lord, and keep working and doing God's work, and don't be in fear. God doesn't want us to all be cowards and be in fear, because that's when the devil wins. If you're in fear, that's how Satan wins. And when you're trusting God, then you know you're okay, and you know you're on the rock, and you don't have nothing to worry about, no matter what happens. Because if you do die, not saying you're going to die, but if you do, you know your heart and your home and where you're going is secure and it's certain. So you'll have nothing that you're losing. But if you don't die, rest assured God is going to look out for you too. If God wants you to stay around through all the midst of all this, many of us will survive more so than those that will face death. And the Bible does say that, even though there will be a lot of death too, the Christians in the end, as well as Jews and all types of people. Because the Bible does prophesy that, but there'll be a lot more people that will survive too, through the midst of all this turmoil and birth pains that we're getting ready to go into. And that's what this eclipse is really about, is that we're getting ready to exit out of a calmer time to a more, the end of being calmer, but being more shaken. And we're getting ready to go into where the heavens shake and where the earth will be shaken as the period before Christ returns, because the Antichrist is here. And that's what signals in these events. And that's why I say this, because we are on the cusp of us going into that more active event, is because the Antichrist is already here, and he's among us right now in Israel, practicing, like I alluded to the other night. His name is, they call him Yuga, and of course, that means anointed deliverer. And when you translate it into English, which is almost similar to what Jesus is, because he's trying to mock Jesus, but he's not Jesus. They already have the Mayan Jews. They're worshiping him, bowing down and worshiping him like he's the real Messiah. But he's the dark Messiah. But he's performing miracles just like Jesus did. People go to get blessings, he puts his hands on them, and immediately they're healed. You know, so a lot more people are trying to see him. But, you know, like I said, the real Christ was not associated or affiliated with any religious Sanhedrin. even though Jesus Christ in the Bible always confronted them with questions, but he never was really a part or hung around them or had any affiliation with them, but he always confronted them to challenge them to do the right thing. And that's what the real Messiah does versus this one. He's got his tie and his paws all wrapped around, wearing that goatee and that black hat and that musician kind of suit he wears. I mean, he looks like the devil in a more modern day form. Just like he will look more modern, but he's still the devil's son. And he's trying to portray Jesus. Even Trump has been calling himself the Messiah and making statements, and all of a sudden now he's quoting Bible verses online and all. What's all that about? He never did that before, you know? And he claims that he can change everything with a stroke of a pen when he gets in there. Well, we'll see what reality really shows. I think he'll be able to change a lot of things, but I don't think he'll be able to change everything, because some of these things that Biden has done, some of it cannot be undone, because it's all done by design anyway to take this country down, because they want freedom to be gone here so the devil and Antichrist can have their reign. And so Biden had to be put in there, along with Obama setting it up before that, and even Bush before that. All these people together brought this in, because this is the time for it to happen, evidently. And this is where we're heading to, a more active period with the heavens and with the earth. And this is the time, like it says in the Bible, that the heavens will shake and the earth will be shaken. And that's where we're going into, a worldwide thing. So everybody, be faithful, be strong, don't give up, stay the course, like Jesus would say, and do the right thing. Keep doing your ministries, keep doing your work, keep winning people to Jesus for his cause. Everybody, I love you, everyone. Signing off in the news update.